Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Greg. Sitting across from me is Jenny. You take two of us, put us together, give us a couple microphones, and you get a little thing called the Instructional Coaching Corner Podcast. Jenny, how's it going today?
I am doing fabulous. How about you?
I'm doing good. I think I nailed that intro there.
You did.
The last one we recorded, I don't know if you noticed, but I kind of said, and sitting over there is Jenny Hillebrand?
Like, did you forget who I was?
I don't know. I had like a question mark there.
Oh.
You know, sometimes I forget things, and I don't always know a ton of words. Sometimes I forget words, but sometimes it's nice to learn a new word.
Well, it just so happens that I have a new word for you today.
It's called setting you up, Jenny.
I know.
I just put that one on the tee for you.
You're so good at it. All right. So I have a new word for you. So you brought us the word
agape.
And it was agape, and it was a Greek word, correctly.
There was a song that went with that.
A song?
Agape. Remember we said, what is love?
Oh, I do remember that, yes. I don't have a song for you. But wasn't it a Greek word?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so I have a Greek word for you. Yeah,
we're just, in our free time, we just like to read the Greek dictionary. Yeah. We're like, look at this word, Jenny. This one's cool.
This is a good one. Maybe we could talk about this one. No. So this is a Greek word that means to do something with love, soul, and creativity, and to leave a piece of yourself in your work. It means to leave something behind. The word is merike. Not merica.
Merike. Merike.
Yes. I brought up this word. So I was reading a book on teams, like the power of teams. And I think that in our role as an instructional coach, in our role in education, I think that there are teams within teams, within teams, within buildings.
Of course.
And so when I read this in the book, it's John Gordon's book, The Power of Positive Teams. And when I was reading this part of the book, it just made me stop and kind of reflect on all of the different teams that we have within our schools, teams that we have at home, teams that we have with our church, with our faith, just all the different teams that we are a part of. And when you think about a team and you think about the word merike, thinking about the soul that you yourself put into your team, the essence of yourself that you put into the work that you do, and how putting in the love, the soul, and all the hard work into the teams that we are part of is so important to the success of our families, the success of our schools, the success of our students. And it just really kind of stuck out to me that we have a choice to be a team full of creativity, a team full of soul, and a team who does things with love, which made me think of your word agape too.
So really, it's investing ourselves into what we're doing.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to take you down a depressing journey right here, Jenny.
Okay.
But this is what I thought when I read the little snippet that you sent me. So I do not know my great great grandparents' name.
Okay.
I don't know their first names.
Great grandparents.
I know my grandparents and I know my great grandparents' names, but I don't know my great great grandparents' names.
Okay.
Okay. And I doubt many people do.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't. I was named after my great grandma.
Okay.
But
essentially, this is where it gets depressing. Our names are about three generations from being forgotten.
Okay.
So here's the pick me up. We don't need people to remember our names. It's things like we're talking about here with Meraki that matter. Like, it might not be the name Greg Detmeyer that lives on, but maybe it's that investment I made within a team that made a difference within a community, and that ripple's still going. The more I read this and the more I thought about that, it's like, this is where, like, true impact and lasting influence happens, is when we do invest ourselves and we leave a little bit of ourselves in that, and that carries on.
Right. It's not you that people remember. It's what you did.
Correct.
I love that.
I mean, maybe people might remember that was like the statues we have in front of the Podcasting Hall of Fame.
Ooh, yeah.
Probably not.
I have a side note. So I was riding down the highway one day, and they were talking about the podcast awards. So not like the TV, mm-hmm. daytime TV awards, but there is actually like podcast awards. So I was actually curious to see who won those and how you get nominated for those. I was like, wow, wouldn't that be so cool if the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast became a nominee for like a podcast award.
That would be cool. Maybe people can nominate us.
That'd be cool. That'd be so crazy.
So I follow that stuff because I'm a nerd. It's usually the big guys. Probably not people sitting in school in their office with equipment they bought themselves.
But I think about the marquee that we put into our work as podcasters and how this is like our passion. Like
yeah,
our
like
soul
effect.
Comes into this, the love that we have for what we do and the information that we share. It's good stuff. So I was thinking about like some of the teams that we are on within our building. And I actually kind of was thinking about it today. We had kind of a rough day with some students. We have a full moon coming up. And so our PBIS team, which is Positive Behaviors Intervention Supports, met and we were talking about some of the behavior concerns that we have with some of our students and things that we can do to maybe change or make a difference in those students' lives. And when I think about being that positive team, the marquee team that puts the soul and the creativity and the love into thinking about what we can do for our kids, being that positive team of working with we instead of, you know, me, the power that we have in making a difference in students' lives is so powerful. And at the end of the day, we had a student who came into my office and said something to me about being evil. It was really funny. So it was a funny evil. So she looked at me and I was kind of cracking some jokes with her and she was smiling and laughing and I kind of got her out of a slump that she was in earlier. And she told me, she goes, Mrs. Hillebrand, you're evil. And I said, what do you mean I'm evil? I said, after everything we did today. And she goes, you're evil because you can make me laugh when sometimes I don't want to laugh. And I thought, okay, there it is. Like she got it. We made that connection. She saw my heart and my soul going into having a conversation with her, working with her through situations. And going back to the PBIS team and saying, you guys, what we talked about today and how we made just small changes, the creativity that we brought into it made a difference for her. At the end of the day, she left thinking I was evil. I kind of looked at her funny, but it was evil in a good way.
As she walked out the door, did you do a,
No, but that would have been really funny.
And then she'd be like second guessing herself, like, maybe she really is.
Yeah. When I think about this too, I think about all of our work that's coming through with like trauma sensitive and our trauma informed, really being able to look at situations with that trauma lens and being creative in how we approach students, how we work with students, not knowing what kind of a morning they had, what kind of a night they had the night before they came to school. So I just think when I think of that word marquee, it's one that I want to have posting someplace in my office so that every time I look at it, I know that I'm putting my soul, my creativity, and my love into everything I do and that I'm leaving a piece of me in the work that I do at school and at home.
And if you could have agape hanging after that, you'd be like the most awesome person in the world.
I might have to do
that. Like that's what we could strive to be.
You know, I wonder if there's like a woodworker that could like carve those words into, you know, a piece of wood.
Like agape marquee?
Yeah.
Sounds like a...
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Sounds like a crazy band name or something.
How about you, Greg? Talk about your teams and some of the experiences that you've had kind of putting the idea of marquee into the teams that you have, whether it's at home, at, you know, church, at, you know, with your faith, or even at school.
Yeah, I think I've always approached teams with a similar view, and I wasn't even aware of it. So I've always said, anytime I'm working with a team, the team has to win at the end of the day, or whatever the team is working toward, like that has to win. It doesn't have to be myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so absolutely.
Anytime I'm working in a team with in school, I always say to myself, like, the kids have to win. It's not about Greg. It's not about this person, that person. If the adults can win as well, I think that's great. But it's really hard to invest a part of yourself into something for the greater good if you're still holding back that opportunity where it's like, well, I have to have it my way. So just today, we had a meeting with five or six people. And it's really interesting because each person had their view coming into that meeting. And I was kind of an outsider, but I was facilitating. It was just kind of fun navigating, seeing how this person was pushing for this, this person was advocating for this, and how at the end of the day, everyone gave a little and took a little to make what worked for the greater good. And this is one of those things I think in the end, it's going to be better for the kids, and it's going to have that ripple effect because people came to the team, they invested in themselves into it, and they're also willing to say, like, it doesn't have to be about me. It's about the team. Here's my idea. Here's my thought. But at the end of the day, if the team's going in a different direction and it's not compromising like a core value of mine, I'm okay with that.
Right. And I think it's important. You kind of keep alluding to this, but it's what's your why? At the end of the meetings or at the end of the day or end of meeting with your teams, what is your why? What's your main goal? And for us as educators, our why should be and is for the students. So when we are meeting with our teams, what are we doing for the students? What's our whys? And yeah, everybody has different views. And sometimes that can be a positive experience and sometimes maybe not as positive. But again, having that clear vision and that why leads you to a team that just nails it and just really, really does amazing things for kids and amazing things for the community that you're working within.
And it's even a step above. I know in the article you sent or the book, it's talked a little bit about like the idea of being not being selfish or the idea of being like selfless.
Right.
And like on a team, a lot of times it's really hard not to, you know, maybe be jealous of how someone else on the team can do something that maybe isn't your strength. You have a weakness that other people don't have. So you feel conscious about that. And really realizing that when you step back and think of it as a whole school team. So like if the principal's excelling, we're all excelling. If the IC is doing great, that's good for everyone. If the fourth grade teacher is doing great, that's good for everyone. If the reading recovery teacher is doing great, that's good for everyone. If the special ed teacher is doing great, that's good for everyone. Like sometimes we get this idea of professional jealousy where because someone else got an award or was recognized for something that we feel a little less about ourselves and whatnot. It really puts a damper on the whole idea of Meraki.
Yeah.
But if we're able to be selfless and it's like when anyone on the team wins, we win, that's a good place to be.
And I think thinking about, you know, the time that you and I are releasing this in the education world, this time of year can be kind of that tough time where we start turning into more of that me because the weather's difficult. Maybe students aren't getting outside. It just seems like
teacher conferences are coming. Right, it's just a stressful time.
It is.
In Iowa, we went 12 days without seeing the sun.
Well, 12 days without seeing the sun, but thinking about last year, there was 12 days that we didn't have school by this point. So we're doing good.
And there was 4 straight days that was below zero. Like the high was a below zero.
I am going to say kind of sad that we haven't had a snow day.
We need a big snowstorm. It's coming. We do. We still got February.
We do. You know, just kind of like closing up here, thinking about, you know, where you're sitting right now as you're listening to this, what is the feel in your building? So thinking about the team of teachers that you are co-teaching with or team teaching with, your grade alike teams, thinking about the teams that you're a part of within your building, or maybe even bigger, the teams that you're a part of at the district level. Thinking about that Meraki, thinking about what are strengths that you have that you can bring to those teams, putting your heart, putting your soul, and putting your love into those for the greater good of working towards something, being a part of something bigger than yourself. And I think that's huge. At the end of the day, when we are on the various teams, being a part of something bigger than yourself and thinking for the greater good of everybody involved creates just that positive team that leaves the legacy. It's not about who you were. It's about what you did and what you said. And being able to do that is such a huge feat. It's such a huge accomplishment, and it's something that we should work towards every day.
Jenny, I couldn't agree more. Recapping, people are going to forget who we are, but they're not going to forget what we did.
That's right.
By having a Meraki mindset with the teams we approach and the teams we're on, we're going to be able to have even more influence.
It's powerful.
Anything else, Jenny? Any other Greek words?
Not this time.
I think we should do a podcast on the Greek word for the and just do like a whole a whole episode on it.
Maybe I'll sit that one out. Maybe that can be a mini cast for you.
What are they talking? It'd be a super mini cast.
All right.
I don't even know the definition. The doesn't even have a definition, does it?
I don't think so. Every time I hear the word the, I just go back to the story that my mother-in-law used to tell about my husband. He always used to sound it out the t, eh, te.
Poor Jason.
I know, right? I know.
All right. Well, as we're kind of wrapping up, check out our website, www.iccpodcast.com. We have our past shows there. We have a series tab. You can check out all our series on guided reading, positivity, growth mindset. The Christmas specials are all there too. If you're really bored, you could go listen to them. And check out our social links on our website as well. We love hearing from people. We love it when people like our posts, share things, comment. It always makes us feel great. As we leave, ask yourself, what one thing could I do to make me a better version of myself? And maybe, just maybe, it's having a Mara Key mindset. Then do it, because greatness isn't achieved by one event, but instead a series of small, intentional steps.
Go be awesome.